Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of the strangest phenomena I have ever encountered among Christians is the celebration of the Passover. In fact, I had never heard of Christians celebrating the Passover until I moved to Middle Tennessee. Do these Christians not know that the Passover has absolutely no significance for New Testament Christians, except from a historical viewpoint? Besides, if Christians are authorized to keep the Sabbath, why do they not also keep the Feast of the Harvest and the Feast of Ingathering? Why do they not offer animal sacrifices, burn incense, and keep the Jewish Sabbath? Christians need to remember that returning to the law of Moses means we have fallen away from grace. Galatians 5:4-5. The Passover, also called the Feast of Unleavened Bread, is first mentioned in Exodus 12. As the Jews were preparing to leave Egypt, God gave Moses instructions concerning the Passover. Every household among the Jews, unless the household was too small, was to take a lamb from among the sheep or the goats and keep it until the right time to kill it and offer it as a sacrifice to God. The lamb was to be 1 year old and without blemish. The Jews were to kill the lamb, take its blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of their houses. They were to roast the meat with fire and eat it with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. If there were any leftovers, they had to be burned with fire. The Jews were to be dressed for traveling when they ate the Lord's Passover. The Lord promised that He would pass through the land of Egypt that very night. He would smite the firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast. By His actions, He was showing that the idols of Egypt were powerless. He executed judgment against the idols and against idol worship. And the blood, God said, shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations, and you shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Exodus 12:1-14. The Jews were forbidden to have leaven in their houses. If they ignored the Lord's commands concerning leaven, they were to be cut off from among the people. They were not to do any kind of work, but keep the day to honor God's gracious provisions for them in leading them out of the land of Egypt. Tragically, many of the Jews failed to keep the Passover and other commandments of the Lord. Their disobedience to God's laws caused them to be carried into Babylonian exile. Daniel does not specifically mention the Jews' neglect of the Passover, but he does confess that God had to discipline the Jews because of their rebellion against His law. O Lord, to us belongs confusion of faith, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against Thee. Yea, all Israel have transgressed Thy law, even departing, that they might not obey Thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against Thee. Daniel 9:8-11. The Greek word for Passover is Pascha, and is used 29 times in the New Testament. Unfortunately, it is translated Easter in Acts 12:4, and there is no justification for that. According to Paul, Jesus Christ, not a sheep or a goat, is the Christian's Passover. Paul commanded the Corinthians, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us." 1 Corinthians 5:7. The blood of the Lamb of God will take away our sins. Thank you, and may God bless you.